Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, May 1st. State and local officials are working to ensure the safety of residents living near a home in Firestone that exploded last week, killing two men. The home was about 200 feet from an active oil and gas well. Now all the wells in the vicinity and thousands across Colorado have been shut down as a precaution, Benta Berkland reports.
The explosion took place April 17th in Firestone, a small town about 30 miles north of Denver. Matt Lepore heads the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the industry.
There is no immediate threat to the environment or public safety associated with oil and gas operations in the neighborhood.
Lepore told reporters Thursday that the state still doesn't know what caused the explosion. Anadarko Petroleum, Colorado's largest oil and gas producer, operates the well, which is part of the investigation. The company shut down 3,000 more wells in northeastern Colorado as a precaution and is inspecting them. The home was built less than 200 feet from an existing well. Mark Martinez and his brother-in-law, Joseph Irwin, were killed. Aaron Martinez was badly burned in the blast. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And according to the Associated Press, a second oil company said it would shut down and inspect wells after the fatal explosion in Firestone. Great Western Oil and Gas said it would check 61 of its wells, although the company did not specify where those wells are. As of Saturday, fire officials said they had not determined the cause of the house explosion, but the well about 200 feet away from the house was part of the investigation. Also, Boulder County, just west of Firestone, issued a public statement asking all oil and energy companies to inspect the wells within its borders, which number about 300. In other energy-related news, the Colorado Energy Office is set to close in July, and State Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction wants to save it. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Scott wants to rescue the Colorado Energy Office, but he doesn't want the office to be what it's been in the past. With a week and a half left before the end of the 2017 legislative session, Scott will introduce a bill to save and clean up the embattled office. He hopes the office will focus more on all forms of energy development in the state, not just renewables. Senate Bill 301 would save the office from certain demise, as well as make some changes in current energy policy. For example, the bill calls on the office to make more emphasis on hydropower and nuclear energy, something the office isn't doing now. The bill would also increase registration fees for electric vehicles, which would help offset the fact that electric vehicles don't pay the state's gasoline tax, which is used to maintain roads and bridges. The new office would also get rid of rarely used or obsolete programs, such as the Green Building Incentive Pilot Program or the Wind for Schools Program. Scott's bill gets its first committee hearing Wednesday before the State Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Energy Committee. The bill would have to move quickly through the legislature in order to be passed on May 10th, the last day of the session. Delta County Memorial Hospital Administrator Jason Kleckler was in Paonia on Friday to talk at the Delta County Municipal Quarterly Meeting. KVNF News caught up with him to talk about the new health clinics that will be opening up in Hotchkiss and Paonia. The clinics will be the 9th and 10th satellite institutions of the hospital in Delta County. Hotchkiss will be a primary care provider with doctors on hand and several other hospital-type amenities. This clinic is for appointments and primary care issues. Paonia's clinic will be a walk-in clinic with night and weekend hours. There will be a nurse practitioner on duty, and the clinic will be a place to go for immediate attention. People with the flu or a cold or who need immediate care for urgent problems will be able to go to the Paonia clinic for treatment. Kleckler spoke with KVNF News and gave an update on the progress of the clinics, which are both under construction and are scheduled for summer openings.
Absolutely. So things are moving forward. I'll start with Hotchkiss first, the Hotchkiss Clinic, which will serve the entire North Fork area. We are on target right now, looking at a completion date of probably the first week of July, and then hopefully opening date the first week of August. We have an event coming up on June 10th that will talk a whole lot more about what's happening, have some fundraiser and some, you'll be able to look at the what the clinic's going to look like too. We'll do some tours. The Peonia walk-in clinic is also on target. We're looking at the remodel probably being done in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then we need to come in and stock it, get the furniture in, make sure that we have the right staff to staff it. Probably looking at an early July opening date for that.
And please stay tuned to KVNF for future Local Motions, which will feature more of our interview with Jason Kleckler, as well as an in-depth look at hospital funding in Delta and Montrose counties. Today is May Day, and many demonstrations are planned across the country. Colorado May Day events will culminate in a vigil outside the GEO Group's detention center in Aurora.
Thousands of immigrants and supporters are expected to rally today, May Day, in Denver Civic Center Park and will hold a vigil outside a for-profit detention center in Aurora. They're hoping to draw attention to the role migrants play in the state's economy and also send a message to the Trump administration. Jeremy Bermudez, an organizer with the group Get Real, says President Trump's attempts to demonize some of the nation's most vulnerable communities is having real-world impacts.
Because of the increase of the hate crimes in the LGBTQ community, as well as the immigrant community, as well as the continued police brutality cases that arise, we feel we have a moral responsibility to stand up and speak out.
The Southern Poverty Law Center documented 867 bias-related incidents in the first 10 days after Trump was elected. Since taking office, Trump has pushed for building a wall and beefing up security on the U.S.-Mexico border, singled out crimes committed by immigrants, and in a move recently blocked by a federal court, ordered federal money to be withheld from so-called sanctuary cities. Today's event is one of more than 100 actions planned across the U.S. The GEO Group is the second largest private prison operation in the U.S. and currently is facing a class action lawsuit on behalf of 62,000 detainees who say they were threatened with solitary confinement if they refused to work for a dollar a day. GEO has denied the charges. Pamela Resendez with the group Fresk is attending tonight's vigil because she believes the conditions in the group's 1,500-bed Aurora facility are inhumane.
Regardless of the immigration status of any human being, they need to be treated with respect and dignity and should have access to legal resources, medical attention, and nutritious food.
Denver's immigrant community was rocked last week when Arturo Hernandez Garcia, an undocumented worker with no criminal record, was arrested and put into detention. In 2015, Garcia spent 9 months in a sanctuary church until Immigration and Customs Enforcement told him he was not a priority for deportation. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.